Welcome to day 15. We're exactly halfway through our 30-day program today. And I'm really excited because this is the appropriate time to really talk about procrastination. And maybe even more than that, how to really condition ourselves to follow through and use our personal power. Because procrastination is like a silent killer. It keeps most of us from really achieving what we want, and yet we don't pay attention to it because it seems like such a small thing, till it literally becomes a habit that keeps us from the abundance that we really want in our lives. So what I want to talk about in this tape is not only how to handle procrastination, but a step beyond that, how to create absolute consistent action towards the goals that you've now set. So let's start with talking about the power of rituals and what success conditioning really is. Let's just reinforce this idea within ourselves. I believe that most of us in life are controlled by one thing, our own personal rituals. What do I mean by that? I mean that throughout our life, we've gotten caught up in some specific habits, and that those habits now are literally controlling and directing our lives, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. There's a quote you've probably heard. It says, "Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a set of habits, reap a character. Sow a character, and you reap your destiny." What I want us to do today is to really take a good look at what are some of the consistent thought patterns that we have right now that are creating habits and therefore character and destiny. And if we don't like some of these habits, rather than just being at the effect of them anymore, once we identify what they are, what are some simple ways to condition ourselves to create new habits, habits that will automatically pull us towards the goals that we desire most? That's what we want to do. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have some rituals that you're aware of consciously that you know are holding you back a bit? For example, do you have any emotions that you experience on a regular basis that maybe are less than resourceful? Do you get angry on a regular basis? Or is your emotional pattern to get frustrated or to get depressed? The question I have for you is, when you have these emotions and you know you have them on an ongoing basis, are they affecting the quality of your life? Are they affecting your daily actions? Are they affecting, therefore, ultimately your destiny, the direction of your life and ultimate destination that you're headed for? The answer to those questions, I believe, is yes. And the question is, though, what are you doing daily to feel angry or to feel frustrated or to feel left out or to feel alone or to feel depressed? See, these things don't just happen. Depression is not the result of a virus. In order to feel bad, you got to work at it. It takes effort. And we talked about earlier that you have to take on a certain body posture. You also have to do certain things in your head. You got to look at the world in a certain way. But what I want you to realize is if you're feeling any emotion, positive or negative, on a consistent basis, it's not only affecting your life, but it's the result of a ritual. You have got ritual ways of looking at the world, ritual things that you do. If you think of a ritual, really, what is it? It's like a ceremony. It's something that you do over and over again. It's almost like a code that your brain runs by. For example, if you think about it, we've got all kinds of rituals that we think of in a positive way. Things like holidays, for example, Thanksgiving or Christmas, having everybody get together. It's a ritual and we love it and it's part of our life. It structures our life. But what most people are not aware of are the internal rituals that create limiting emotion. So what are some of the emotions that you experience on a regular basis that create pain in your life, that create limitations? Because every single one of those emotions that you experience on a regular basis, for you to have them on a regular basis means they're habitual emotions. For you to have habitual emotions, there are certain habits that you've developed. You've developed a ritual of looking at the world, ritual ways of talking to yourself, ritual ways of moving your body that allow you and cause you to feel this way on an ongoing basis. So let's discover what your rituals are, because you may have picked those rituals up from a tribe you no longer belong to. Maybe it's time for you to create some new ones here. Maybe you're part of a stronger tribe, one you picked instead of one you just fell into or were born into. So let's take a look. Pull out your success journal if you would. Now, if it's not nearby, then at least pull out a piece of paper. And what I want you to do right now is I want you to write down at least 5 emotions that you experience habitually, meaning on an ongoing basis, maybe once or twice or 3 times a week average, something that happens more than once. But you can count on it. In other words, next week, yeah, you'll probably feel that at least once or twice during the week. And it's a negative emotion. In other words, emotion that denigrates your experience or makes you feel unhappy or frustrated. Or let's take some examples. What are 5 negative emotions you experience on a regular basis? And I'll give you some samples. How about words like emotions like frustration, anger, resentment, Or you could take more internal ones like feeling overwhelmed or sad or depressed. What are some of the negative emotions? Disappointment. What are some of those that maybe you feel on a fairly strong ongoing basis? Jot them down right now. Don't turn me off. I'm still watching you. Make sure you're writing this down. If you're just sitting there thinking, well, I guess that's okay, but ideally write them down. Come up with at least five. Five limiting emotions. Depression, frustration, anger, overwhelm, sadness. What other ones are there out there? Despair. Being discouraged. Now, as soon as you get these five down, jot them down quickly. What I want you to begin to do is think about, okay, in order to feel these emotions, what do you have to do one at a time? What do you have to believe? What do you have to do inside your head? I'll give you an example. If you're consistently disappointed in life, why might that be? What are the rituals that you've set up for yourself that create disappointment? Well, one of those is having expectations of exactly how you want things to be in advance. And then obviously having to deal with other people in your world and having them do things a little differently than you expect. Does that set you up for disappointment? Or having a perfection frame that says this is exactly how it has to be, and if it's anything different than this, then I'm going to be disappointed. Or having unrealistic expectations in the first place about how quickly something can be done, for example. All those things are ways, they're rituals that you have. They're habits of approaching your life and your world that set you up for disappointment. In addition to be disappointed, you have to believe that you can't change anything. In other words, disappointment is an emotion that I personally rarely experience. And the reason is, to be disappointed, I have to feel like there's no way I can change something. Now I get frustrated. That's my favorite one. Because frustrated to me says, it's still possible to get the job done. It's still possible to accomplish, but it hasn't happened yet. And that makes me frustrated because I know it could happen and it hasn't happened yet. I know we can still turn this thing around, but why hasn't it? That's called frustration. So I have a different ritual than disappointment. To be disappointed, you'd have to think that something you wanted didn't happen and it's not going to. It's over. Do you follow me? So I want you to begin to analyze how you set up these rituals. Why? Because once you understand how you do something, then you can turn it around and change it. I mean, traditionally, for example, somebody comes to me in therapy a lot of times, or someone comes up to me in a seminar and they'll say to me, "Well, Mr. Robbins, you know, I'm just so depressed." And I'll say, "That's excellent. How do you do that?" And usually they'll look at me like I'm crazy and go, "What are you talking about?" I say, "How have you pulled that off? How have you accomplished this state?" And they say, "What do you mean, how have I accomplished it?" I said, "Well, it takes effort. It's not easy to get depressed. That's a pretty intense emotion. I mean, you must have been working on this one for years to develop the kinds of habits and rituals that allow you to be able to consistently go into the state with very little effort." Usually what this does is break their pattern rather radically. But then we begin to really analyze it, and they find out there are specific things. I say, "What's the first, if I wanted to be as depressed as you, how would I go about it? You know, teach me the ritual. What's step one? Oh, I should look down. Is that it? Okay. And then what's step two? Oh, breathe real shallow. Let my face get a little frown on it or drag down. Okay, I see. Now drool just a little bit out of the side of my mouth. Okay, excellent. And what else? Oh, make ugly pictures in my head of the worst possible scenarios. Oh, and then drop my tonality down to, oh, good. Okay, let me try that. Oh, yeah, now I'm feeling pretty lousy too. Yeah, it seems to work. I now know your ritual. I'm almost as good as you are. Give me some practice." Now, at this point, usually I got them laughing pretty strong, and what we've done is interrupted their state. But the point is, we've also pointed out there is a ritual going on here, and that ritual is done over and over again in order to get depressed. You know what's exciting? You also have great rituals you develop to create all the positive emotions you have. The problem is, people come to me all the time and they say, "Tony, all I want in life is peace of mind. If I could just have that, my whole life would be so wonderful." Well, they say things to me like, "Well, gosh, if I could just feel happy, just, you know, once or twice a day, gosh, my life would be wonderful." And I say, "Great, I have the answers. I'll show you how to do it right now. All we got to do is find out how you've done it in the past, show you how to do it, and you can do it every time. Just discover your own rituals." They look at me kind of dumbfounded. Their mouth kind of hangs open. I say, "Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt peace of mind even for a moment?" Person says, "Well, not very often." "Well, have you ever had one of those moments in your whole life? You know, one of those real zingers called peace of mind?" And the person will usually think for a moment and say, "Well, yeah." And I'll say, "Great. What did you do back then? Let's go back to those moments. What did you do with your body and your mind specifically? What did you do first? What did you do second?" And I got them through, and all of a sudden they find out what they did. "Well, I began to breathe like this instead of like this. I tilted my head like this. Actually, I began to talk to myself in this tone of voice, and I had this tempo, and I began to feel really relaxed and really good inside, and I just focused on everything in life really is perfect. And it may not seem like it at the moment, but it always will be. I tell myself, this too will pass. And I just feel really good. I said, well, how do you feel right now? They go, well, pretty good. I said, well, do you have peace of mind right now? Well, gosh, actually, I do. I said, write that down. They go, what? I said, write that down. You now have the recipe for peace of mind. You have your ritual. Now all you got to do is install it and condition yourself so that this ritual gets triggered automatically. In other words, think about it. Don't you have things in your world that trigger you to start running your ritual? I mean, look, December 25th comes by, and what happens? You change everything. Suddenly, you become a nice person. Suddenly, you start treating people well. You start smiling at strangers, actually initiating conversations. You know, and then, of course, days like April 15th come along, in which case you seem to respond differently to strangers as you're pulling up to the post office, fighting your way to get to the mailbox, and all of a sudden, those same people that you smiled on right around December 25th, you're looking at them like they're dirt. How dare they move in front of you at this time? Isn't it amazing how we develop different rituals based upon stimuli in our environment? What is that? It's called conditioning. We have environmental things that trigger us, and we call those anchors. And they trigger us to run some of our little rituals, to trigger some of our regular little emotions. So what would be ideal if we want lifelong success and more happiness and more joy and more passion and more fun and more money and closer friendships and the chance to make a difference in the world or other such subtle changes? Would be for us to actually get clear on how we run our own brains. For us to not only get clear on it, but to discover the rituals that are burnt out and old and antiquated and discard them. And we know how to discard them. We've talked about that. We got to first get ourselves to link up that these rituals create much more pain than pleasure. Too much pain. So much pain that we feel it in our gut and our brain will do anything to quit this ritual, to break it up. Two, once we have that leverage, what do we need to do? Just interrupt the pattern. So if you're one of those people that, for example, has this ritual called every time you see your spouse, you manage to develop a spirited debate, then what you might want to do is interrupt that pattern. And there are lots of ways to do that. One way to do that is next time that that pattern starts to happen, do what I talked about earlier in these tapes. Reach up and grab your nose and go, to yourself. Now, after people think you're on drugs, it doesn't matter. It'll at least interrupt your own pattern. You might begin to think you're a turkey or weird, but what'll happen is you won't be arguing. And if you do it enough times, it's like that record we talked about. If I take a record and I scratch it and scratch it and scratch it and scratch it, and you try and play it again, it'll never play the same way. So that's all we've got to do. We've got to interrupt our ritual patterns. And then, of course, we've got to create a new pattern in its place. Because in order to create new results, we got to first interrupt our old result, our old pattern. And that's the process. You know how to do it. We're going to guide you through it through some specific techniques we've developed. I think you'll find it a lot of fun. But you've already defined now 5 negative emotions you have on an ongoing basis. What I want you to do right now is I want you to stop the tape, and I want you to take approximately 5 to 10 minutes, and I want you to actually define what are the rituals associated to them. In other words, I want you to pretend you're getting a recipe. So if the emotion was, let's say, frustration, what's your recipe for frustration? Okay, so you go, okay, what's the first thing I do? If I really wanted to get frustrated, or if I've gotten frustrated in the past, how did I do it? What was step one? Well, step one is I decided on this major goal, and I made it incredibly important that it happened now, or it had happened at a certain time. Okay, step two, I began to make pictures in my mind about how it absolutely had to be. Step three, I had to see it not happening as quickly as I wanted it to. Step four, I had to see other things getting in the way of my accomplishing it that were beyond my control and they were making me angry. And step five, I had to see that it was still possible but wasn't getting done. Okay, so now I know how to get frustrated. If I wanted to do it right now, I could do it with anything. Okay, first create the pressure in myself about something has to be done and just guide myself through it. I'm not just being humorous here. I want you to see what your rituals are so you can begin to interrupt the pattern. Step one is awareness. Does that make sense? So please turn off the tape right now, stop the tape, and go ahead and write these down. Now you might be saying, well, I'm in the car. Is it possible that for 5 minutes you could pull over right now and do this? Of course it's not, but if you could, pull over and do it now. You've got 5 minutes, go for it. Welcome back. So I've got a question for you. What did you learn? What did you find out about yourself and some of your habits and rituals? And I'm curious, when you wrote down these steps, first of all, did you really do it or just give up? Did you go, oh God, this is too complicated, I'll just turn the tape back on? Or did you not even turn it off to start with, and you're still listening to me? If that's true, turn the tape off and do this exercise. Do you understand me? Otherwise, I'm going to be imitating Sam Kinison, and you're going to wish you'd turn the tape off. Okay, now, if you did do your exercise, no problem.